This is Classic Rain 4. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. For the 30 years Hap-Holly KC9RP produced the Rain Report, he borrowed liberally from the dozens of forums held each year at the Dayton Hamvention in Dayton, Ohio. Occasionally, Hap featured talks from the Dara Banquet, which featured short talks from what were considered by many as the Oscars of amateur radio, awarded annually by DARA, the Dayton Amateur Radio Association. Here in our fourth Classic Rain episode, we'll bring you two short presentations from the April 24, 1993 DARA Banquet. The Assistant General Chairman of the 1993 Hamvention was Ken Allen, KB8KE.
Each year, the Dayton Hamvention presents an award for technical excellence to a person who has made an outstanding technical advancement in the field of amateur radio. This year, that award goes to Dick Jansen, WD4FAB. Dick and his wife, Mary, live in Maitland, Florida, just outside of Orlando. And since retiring in 1982, Dick's devoted countless hours of his free time to designing and building and testing Oscar 10-13 satellites, the Microsat project, Phase 4 satellite project, and now working on the Phase 3D satellite. He's contributed 8 articles to QST over the years, numerous articles to QEX, 69 pages of information in the 1993 AWRL handbook, and he's contributed the entire satellite section of the handbook since 1987, and many, many other contributions in writing to our good hobby. Dick, on behalf of Dayton Hamvention, I'd like to present this award for technical excellence for your contribution to the mechanical and thermal design work of satellites for amateur radio use. Congratulations,
Thank
Dick.
You so much. Thank you very much. It is with very immense pleasure that I accept this award and that I have been hosted by your wonderful group here and the really great hospitality. And I thank you so much for that. The award is particularly important for me because it also honors the many volunteers working on our satellite design programs, the people like Bill Tynan and like Keith Baker, who amongst your ranks, who work along with us on these programs. It also reminds me of events a couple of years ago, and I dare not quantitize what a couple of years is, that when I was under the jurisdictional control of the Barbaras of grade school and people of that nature, and then I would be occasionally caught, if you will, doodling pictures of futuristic aircraft and spacecraft and whatnot of that nature, that I was wasting my time, and duly noted to my parents that they should do something with this youth who was just wasting his time drawing these wild pictures of these spacecraft and aircraft and things of that nature. And now, because of you, the amateur community, you are actually sanctioning my doing the same thing as an adult, and I take great pleasure in that. And all I can say is to the Barbara Whitmans and to my mother, bless her heart in heaven, look at me now, Mom. Thank you very much.
The next award tonight is for special achievement. This award is presented to the special person who's made an outstanding contribution to the advancement of amateur radio, usually given to a respected amateur who spearheaded a single significant project. This evening, we'd like to present that award to Robert Adams, WA9ZMO. Rob, if you'd join us. Rob and his family live in Kalamazoo, Michigan. In 1972, Robert had the misfortune of being seriously wounded in Vietnam, putting an end to his military career. But when the Gulf War kicked up here a couple of years ago, Rob was recalled to active duty. Since he couldn't serve in uniform, he decided to volunteer as an Army Mars radio operator. Became active as AAV-5TW. During the Gulf War, from the period of January 9th to May 11th, 1991, Rob was instrumental in patching 3,328 phone patches from servicemen in the Gulf area to their homes here in the States. That was a new record, as I recall. I don't know by what margin that was. He's received the Presidential Citation, Distinguished Civilian Service Medal. That's the second highest civilian honor. And the Legion of Merit, along with many other commendations from the military. Rob, on behalf of Dayton Hamvention, I'd like to present this to you for your significant personal efforts to assist our troops during the Gulf War. Congratulations, Rob.
Before I thank the Dayton Amateur Radio Association for this wonderful honor and you for your applause, is AB9M Gary Huber in the room? Gary, are you here? I guess he isn't. Are there any operators from AAR4CSS in Ocala, Florida? I guess not. No, actually, what happened was that I received a call followed by some correspondence, which I thought was a joke played on me by my National Guard technician neighbor, calling me back to active duty. And the day I was supposed to show up, I called him at work and I said, "Hey, I got you on this one." And at that point, he said, "Hey, look, man, I run a medical armory. We don't even have those forms." So about 3 hours later, I managed to track down the office that was responsible for recalling me. Now, in all fairness, you have to bear in mind they were simply looking at a computer screen. I was 45 years old, which is about the right age for a person to retire from the Army. And apparently they thought it was a recent retirement. And they said, "Well, look, we're going to give you a promotion. We're going to give you a guaranteed 13-month assignment. You'll have limited duty, and you'll only have to stand one formation a week." About the fifth time I said, "Are you certain you understand I'm paraplegic?" The girl at the other end of the phone said, "Sir, the United States Army really doesn't care about your religion. I'm a Protestant myself." And then the whole thing started unraveling. At this point, I've got this command sergeant major apologizing profusely for the mistake, and I'm saying, "Hey, look, I'm a radio operator. A radio operator works sitting down. I come with my own chair." And then this fellow said, "We're terribly sorry, sir, but an old war horse like you deserves his pasture. I guess we'll get along without you." And as my old colonel said, that was the worst thing in the world to say to me.
You're listening to excerpts from the 1993 Dayton Hamvention Awards Banquet. In a moment, we'll hear more from Robert Adams, WA9ZMO, recipient of the Special Achievement Award, sponsored by DARA, the Dayton Amateur Radio Association.
You're listening to Classic Rain from www.therainreport.com.
I pestered Army Mars, and I thank Leon Ritter if he's here, and I thank him if he's not, the Central Area Mars Director. I managed to set an absolute record in getting my license. 3 weeks. 3 weeks. I knew people that volunteered in September of 1990 and didn't get theirs until 3 months after the war was over. And while I was running patches, being in contact with the other stations, and I was the only single operator station, everyone else, all the other stations were multiple operator and typically multiple operator, multiple position stations. And in the course of running these patches, because I'd never seen traffic like this in my life, it was totally amazing. You know, one CONUS station against anywhere from 14 to 21 operators over at the other end. And I'd ask them, I'd say, how many patches did you run today? Now, this is a question from one operator to another operator, but no, they had to go tell me how many patches their entire station had run that day. And I'm sitting there saying, well, gee, I'm not really doing my job. And, you know, being inherently competitive, I went a little bit overboard on it. I really only planned on doing this. I told my wife that I really only planned on doing this a few nights a week, and it ended up where in March of 1991, when our troops were coming home, I ran 1,850 patches on 43 hours of sleep. It was simply the need was just so great, somebody had to do the job. And we hear in the media all the time about civil rights, or this right, or that right, or the other right. And really, it's a matter of civil responsibility. Because if it wasn't for the hand of God back in 1972, I would have been over there. And when you've got the only telephone in town, and you've got the means to do something, and you're talking to some poor troop who's 175 miles from the closest payphone, and he doesn't have change, all the sleep I lost was worth every bit of it. And I'll never forget the time when my little girl, my 9-year-old daughter, said, Daddy, the Army can't do this to you. You've got your rights. And I looked at her and I said, Princess, I said, those are my comrades. I have my responsibility. The fact that I racked up 3,328 patches, which I'm told is 1,008% of the standing record, I didn't even believe when the whole thing was over. In fact, when they gave me that number, I said, it's impossible. Nobody can do that, not in 111 days. I would say that if it happened again, I'd do it all over again. It caused an awful lot of commotion to my family. Without my wife's support, there's no way in God's green earth that I could have done it at all. Without my children's understanding, there's no way I could have done it at all. But I thank you very much. Thank you.
You've just heard two excerpts from the 1993 Dayton Hamvention Awards Banquet. Congratulations to Dick Jansen, WD4FAB of Maitland, Florida, and to Robert Adams, WA9ZMO, Kalamazoo, Michigan, for their awards. I'm Hap Holly, KC9RP in Chicago.
That concludes Classic Rain Episode 4. I'll be back with more Classic Rain the weekend of September 27th. The Classic Rain is copyright from When Mankind First Became Sentient, or 1989, whichever is later, 2019 Rain. All rights reserved. You are welcome to air Classic Rain over amateur radio in its entirety. I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from the Radio Amateur Information Network. Keep on hamming.